Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius about the county's winter road preparations.
How are road preparations for the winter months ahead going?
Things are going good. We're working on pulling in shoulders, reshaping the road, cutting grass, cleaning the edges, and just getting everything ready for the road as we do very little maintenance on them kind of the winter months. Once they freeze up, it's hard for us to do work on them. So,
are there any major projects that you're working on right now?
Nothing major right now. We've wrapped up our culvert projects that we had going on earlier a month or so ago. They started and they wrapped up here in the last couple weeks. And everything else we're doing right now is just real minor day-to-day maintenance activities that, again, just hard for us to do in the winter months.
How far ahead of time do you typically like to prepare? I mean, you can't predict the snow so far ahead, but...
Right. So we've actually been working with all our equipment, started in October, putting stuff on all our trucks and everything and trying it out, make sure it works again this year, that nothing happened sitting from last spring till now. So everything's been on once or twice, ran through, make sure it works. It's back off now as we're hauling rock or doing some other little maintenance projects. So everything's ready to go there. Same with the motor graders. They've checked their wings and been working to make sure that stuff's ready for the big snows if that ever happens.
For the number of snowplow routes, did that increase in the last couple of years?
Yeah, so our paved routes stayed the same. We've got 8 trucks that run on those routes on the paved roads. So we've got 160 miles of road, split that up about 8 trucks, try to be pretty even on that. And then on our gravel routes, 2 years ago, we added a route, an 11th route. So we've got 11 maintainers that go out and do the day-to-day maintenance plus push snow on those roads.
How has that been an improvement for plowing or affected the plowing for gravel roads?
I think it's helped. It gets us out there a tad quicker. It's hard to really maybe notice it for the general public. So we've got 660 miles of gravel road. That's 1,320 lane miles by the time you go down both sides. So it's still a slow process, but it's allowed us to get out there a tad quicker. We've cut the average motor grader territory down from 75 miles of gravel down to about 60. So that's helped speed up a little bit. But again, for the average person, they're probably not noticing a whole lot. We're seeing it. We're getting done just a tad quicker.
And you mean 60 miles for the length of their route?
Yeah. So 60 miles is their route of gravel roads spread throughout their territory. So again, by the time they go down and back, it's 120 miles. If they need to make a third or fourth pass, we've just increased the time on that. So we try to get our paved routes open, you know, the same day of the storm. And then our gravel routes, we kind of throw out a rule of thumb. Within 2 days, we've been over everything, got it widened and opened up stuff.
As far as salt goes, I wonder how much leftover salt from last year was accumulated this year?
We have a pretty good size salt shed that we help share with the city a little bit too. But there's about 2,000 tons of salt in there. The shed can hold on average of 3 years worth of salt in there. So we're pretty well stocked for salt. We've got another 800 tons ordered just to be ready. We don't want to ever run out if we have a terrible winter and stuff like that. We've used quite a bit of salt in the past, but typically we use about 1,000 tons a year. So.
How much money is spent on salt each year typically?
So salt alone, average price the last several years has been about $80 a ton for the salt. So it just depends on how much we use in a year, how nasty the winter is as to what the actual total cost is. But the rule of thumb, $80 a ton, and that gets an idea of what we're spending a year just on salt alone, plus then the manpower and equipment out there.
And you mentioned earlier for plow trucks that you had put the blades on the trucks just to test them out, see how they were doing and took them off. I guess I wonder how long it takes typically to put those back on once the snow hits.
Yeah, so we've tested everything, the blades and the salt spreaders on the back, taking those back off. We'll pay attention to the weather forecast. You know, if it's knock on wood, it's supposed to snow tomorrow, we could have them on in a few hours and be ready to go. It's not that hard. It's a lot, everything's a lot, kind of that quick coupler mindset. So it's kind of plug and play type of thing, on and off real quick and easy. So,
do you have any concerns heading into the winter months ahead?
No concerns. I think, you know, last year I think was relatively mild, so to speak. The forecast for this year, everything from normal to maybe a little snowier. We'll see what actually plays out. The only biggest concern or thing I like to remind people is just to slow down, give us time, give room around the equipment. It's hard for them to see you, especially when the snow's flying. and it takes longer to stop. Just slow down, be patient, and we are out there doing the best we can on our roads. We don't run 24/7 like the state, unfortunately. We just don't have that manpower. So it may be a couple days before we get to your house, clear your road, and get you out. Just be prepared and use caution out there.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Engineer Jacob Torius. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.